There are three candidates running for two open seats on Skagway's Borough Assembly this October 5th. Will Lockett is one of those candidates, and we bring you this interview as part of KHNS's Candidate Profile Series. After moving from Salem, Oregon to Skagway with his two chihuahuas and fiancé in 2011, William Franklin Lockett II took a job at the Fairway Market. Now he works as a terminal operator at Petro Marine Services.
I really wanted to run for office because I think that we need it.
Lockett says some of Skagway's biggest issues involve community divisiveness and the upcoming municipal takeover of the waterfront from the current leaseholder White Pass in 2023. He's also concerned about high turnover at Skagway's medical clinic and fire department.
There's issues that need to be addressed with Public Works as far as clinic management, as far as what's going on to manage the fire department and provide our public works departments with funding and what they need to be able to do their jobs.
He says one of his strengths is the ability to be a team player, even with those he might not agree with.
I'm halfway decent at getting along with everybody.
Lockett also wants to get stuff done.
I have to give props to Cremata on the fact that when he got into office, he put his foot down on things and said, all right, let's get some stuff done. And then things started happening. I'd like to see that kind of momentum continue, and any part that I could play in that would be amazing.
Another major issue facing the community is mental health, and Lockett says the current clinical social worker at the Dahl Memorial Clinic has done great work in developing new programs to meet the need.
These kind of programs should definitely be supported, boosted, anything that we can do to kind of push that as a priority would be amazing.
Lockett does believe the community has a long way to go to diversify its economic base, including the work the municipality is currently doing to attract more import-export business.
I think that we should be a little less reliant on tourism, but at the moment, that's really not an option because we've got most of our eggs in one basket. So while we're working with tour companies to be able to broaden our ability to kind of help people they're bringing up, we definitely need to start expanding into bringing up materials and equipment for various other operations going on up here.
Lockett was candid when asked questions about two of his social media accounts, Stubby McNubbins and Just In Case.
I use the name Just In Case because Just In Case, it struck me as funny. Stubby McNubbins was a name that we came up with on the hospital bed after I woke up after my surgery from getting my hand reattached.
Using one of those aliases, he recently criticized a mayoral proclamation celebrating Women's Equality Day.
That I did. Basically, I just thought that there were more important things that we should be addressing. I completely understand why we would acknowledge the events that occurred that led up to more rights for women. I have no problem with the struggle that was put in. My issue was more with the fact that these are the kind of things we're focusing on when we could be focusing on more productive local issues. I haven't seen a lot of segregation against women in Skagway. I mean, since I got here, since I've talked with people who have lived here their whole lives that have seen women rise to massive layers of public position and respect.
There are two other candidates running for Assembly, Jay Burnham and Deb Potter. Election day is October 5th. There is a candidate forum scheduled at 7 p.m. September 20th in Assembly Chambers. Listen live on KHNS-FM or online at khns.org. Topics and questions for the candidates can be submitted ahead of time by emailing news@khns.org. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.